wonder if you could start, David, by telling us about the situation of the 2.5 million farm workers across the United States right now during this pandemic.
Well, those 2.5 million farm workers are working, producing the fruits and vegetables that are winding up in the supermarkets all over the country. So that's why they're essential. And of course, they've been essential all the way along. But especially now, because people are sheltering in place and trying to survive, what farm workers do is even more important than it ever has been. But farm workers are being excluded from the benefits in the federal legislation that was passed, the CARES Act, which has those payments of $1,200 for each person, and also provides for extended unemployment. And the reason why they're being excluded is because about half of those 2.5 million people are undocumented. And so the legislation specifically excludes undocumented people, and people without Social Security numbers, in other words, undocumented people, can't get unemployment either because that's a requirement. So what this really means is that, in effect, people are being forced to work because of poverty, because of people's need to survive. So even though people are being called essential, there's a certain hypocrisy in this because people are really being treated in a very kind of what I think is a very ugly and brutal way.
I understand that a number of these workers are on a guest worker program that that Donald Trump is trying to go after right now. Are they in danger of losing their status?
Well, about a quarter of a million people come to the U.S. under what are called H-2A visas every year, meaning that people are recruited primarily in Mexico to come and work on farms here, in which they are in a very, very vulnerable situation. If listeners remember the old Bracero program, this is kind of like that. Because people are only able to be here for as long as their work contract lasts, and people are living in generally in pretty remote rural areas, and so for things like food or housing, people are very dependent on the grower that brings them here. And if people do things that offend the grower or for one reason or another, get fired, like for instance, organizing a union or going on strike, then people are immediately deported. So that people are in a very vulnerable situation to begin with. And now the administration, what it's doing is that there is in the law a certain guarantee of wages that it varies state by state, and it's not very much of a guarantee. It's just generally very slightly above whatever the state minimum wage is. But now the Trump administration is going after those guarantees and saying that really there shouldn't be any guaranteed minimum wage for these workers, which would immediately lower their wages. And by lowering their wages, it would also lower the wages of other farm workers, because what growers do is that when farm workers who are living here in the United States, who are generally immigrants themselves, but are residents here, when those farm workers ask for increases in wages or better conditions, oftentimes what the response of growers is to say, "Well, don't ask for too much because I can always bring in these H-2A workers and replace you."
And now the United Farm Workers are organizing, but they represent a very small number of farm workers. We just celebrated the birthday of Cesar Chavez on March 31st, and he was one of the founders of United Farm Workers. What is that union doing, and how can people support the work of trying to get farm workers a living wage and the protection that they need?
And of course, it was also just recently the birthday of Dolores Huerta, who is another co-founder of the United Farm Workers. And happy birthday to them both. So the United Farm Workers Union is, of course, one of the most important unions for farm workers, and came out of the Great Strike in California back in the 60s. But up there in Oregon, you have another union for farm workers, PICUN, the Pineros, as they're called. And then up in Washington State, there's a new union for farm workers, Familias Unidas por la Justicia. And these are all unions that right now are very active in trying to find ways of protecting farm workers from the threat of the virus, and also to try to fight against this kind of discrimination in wages and income that we've just been talking about. Among the things that the United Farm Workers are doing is it has written a letter to all growers saying that growers should take immediately steps to keep workers safe, which includes finding ways for workers to work at an appropriate physical distance of at least 6 feet, giving workers transportation to and from the fields so that people aren't packed in like sardines into cars or vans where the threat of the transmission of the virus is a lot greater. Familias Unidas up in Washington State is calling for hazard pay for farm workers because of having to work during this crisis situation. They're calling for a wage, base wage of $25 an hour, and hazard pay on top of that. One of the things that people need to do in cities like Portland and in, you know, progressive states like Oregon is to advocate for the right of workers to organize. The best protection that workers can have against the virus is a union. And the best protection that workers can have for their wages, and the best way to get the wages of farm workers up towards a living wage, is to have some bargaining power. And it's unions that give people that bargaining power. So, you know, trying to help unions like Picun and the United Farm Workers and the Familias Unidas, all of these things are very important.
And if people do want to get involved and support Picun here in Oregon, their website is pcun.org. That's picun.org, pcun.org. I really want to thank you so much for joining us today on KBOO to talk about the situation of the farm workers across the United States during this pandemic situation. This is Jenka Soderberg reporting for KBOO News.